Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Swing and a drive, high and deep, into left field, goodbye, Bregman launches, and the Red Sox lead Scooble and the Tigers 2-1.
Alex Bregman highlight there, why? I'll tell you why. I was clicking around MLB.com today, Breg, and I was looking at the All-Star ballot check-in. All-Star break's coming up here pretty quick. And Manny Rondawa, at Manny on MLB. If you want to find them on Twitter, has a story about the game and the voting and where it is right now. And here are the votes position by position for the American League. First base, you got Vlad Guerrero, number one. Paul Goldschmidt, number two. Jonathan Aranda, Spencer Torkelson, Christian Walker. Second base, Gleyber Torres, Jackson Holliday, Jose Altuve, Brandon Lau, Andrés Giménez. A lot of American League East represented there, no Red Sox. And really, second base has not been too good for them this year, so I'm not surprised by that. Shortstop, Jacob Wilson, Bobby Witt, Jeremy Pena, Bo Bichette, and Trey Sweeney. Third base, Jose Ramirez of the Guardians, leading the way with 1,780,000 votes. And coming in second behind him is Alex Bregman. And the reason why I bring that up is because, first of all, he's trailing him by over a million votes. Jose Ramirez has 1,780,000 votes. Alex Bregman has 654,000, so it's not like he's close to him or anything like that, but he is the second runner-up, despite the fact that he has been injured since May 24th with that quad strain and is not expected to return until, I think, next month. So, I mean, you know, we're at the end of June here, and we still haven't gotten an exact firm time on when this is going to happen, so the longer that goes on, the less confident I am. Anyway, Bregman, the first Red Sox to appear anywhere in these ballots. Your outfield, Aaron Judge, Riley Green, Javi Baez, Mike Trout, Stephen Kwan, Cody Bellinger, Kerry Carpenter, George Springer, and all those Springer dingers, and Julio Rodriguez. No Red Sox. Catcher. Now, this one, I think, is a bit of a injustice. Cal Raleigh, the big dumper, is way ahead, 1.9 million votes. Alejandro Kirk is second with 757,000. Then there's the Dingler out in Detroit, Dylan Dingler. Yainer Diaz in Houston, and Logan Ohapi?
Yeah, Ohapi.
Ohapi with the Angels, who we're going to see tonight maybe. And no Carlos Narvaez anywhere, even though he's got better numbers than at least two of those guys. Cal Raleigh is an MVP candidate at this point up there with Aaron Judge, so he shouldn't be more than that. But that's it. And then DH, your designated hitter All-Stars. Leading is Ryan O'Hearn with the Orioles, then Ben Rice with the Yankees. Brent Rooker with the A's, Colt Keith, not Cool Keith, but Colt Keith with the Tigers, and Yordan Alvarez with the Astros. O'Hearn way ahead, under a million votes, 937,000. Rice at second with 409. Rooker, 396. Keith, 363. Alvarez, 329. And the thinking here is that Rafael Devers would have been way, way, way ahead of everybody if he was still on the Boston Red Sox and still in the American League. He would be your only leading vote getter at any position on the field.
Ryan O'Hearn was on MLB Network last week and said thanks to Craig Breslow because he's now in the lead.
I bet he did. You know what? That's probably the one thing the Orioles are going to get to celebrate this year. That's it. They have nothing else. Our DH is the best DH in the American League. Ha! What do you think of that? Devers, by the way, is second for DH in the National League behind Shohei Ohtani, which I think is bogus because Ohtani shouldn't even be considered a DH when he's pitching. That's annoying. I find that annoying. But either way, the best, I think, or the most popular all-around DH, who's a real DH, not an Ohtani DH, but a real DH, is traded away. And in return, you got a late-inning reliever who was injured. You got a minor leaguer who got absolutely destroyed the other day. Did I hear this right? He gave up like two doubles, a homer, like all this. He was getting crushed down.
That was Hicks. Harrison hasn't pitched yet.
It was Hicks. Okay, sorry. Hicks got crushed. Harrison hasn't pitched yet. Sorry, I got that mixed up. Bad rehab start for a rehab assignment for Hicks. Don't know about Harrison yet. He hasn't made a start yet. Okay.
Slated to pitch Thursday.
Very good. Thank you. So we'll see about him. And then two guys in rookie ball. And told by upper management, told by Craig Breslow that this is a baseball move and a move that will make the team better in the short term. Speaking of the Red Sox and the organization here, we were talking about Jaron Duran's response after the game to the missed call and Alex Cora, who was kind of upset about more than just the one call. But listen to the difference in how Alex Cora answers the question. If you remember, Jaron Duran said, "Don't want to dwell on one play. We just kind of keep it moving and go forward." And then here's Alex Cora answering basically the same question.
The play at second, Jaron, he often is thinking too.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, he's safe, clearly, right? And then he comes off the bag. The one that I was upset was the one at the plate. You know, like that one, you know, he said he was off the line. I was like, how? You know, you make the turn, you establish it, and he just jump over him. You know, he's an athlete making an athletic play. He said that he was off the line. I'm like, Mike, I'm going to take a look at it, you know, and that's why my whole frustration at the end was more at that, you know, and obviously the first game, the check swings, all of that. So it is what it is. I hate to get thrown out. I hate it, you know, but obviously I have to defend my player, and that's why.
Okay, so he was mad all weekend. And I forgot about the Toro play. That was another thing he mentioned. He was really annoyed by that Toro play, as was I, by the way. What we're calling that now, cut rounding third base outside of the line, that's getting called since when? That's like, you know, that's like when someone calls like a palm in basketball. It's like, no one's called that in 25 years, guys, okay? Can we just move on and then play like the normal, regular, modern game? What is this? Go at rounding third base outside the line? Was he headed towards home plate? Yes, he was. Then what are you doing? Unless he starts running backwards, that never gets called. I thought that was ridiculous. And that was only one run. I mean, who knows what it could have been. But, yeah, that was early in the game. And one of the few times that they really squandered something when the game was still in reach. So, you know, I can see Cora being upset about that. But then, you know, here's Jaron Duran. You don't want to get too caught up in one play. Yeah, you don't want to get all upset about, you know, missed calls by the umpires. And it's like, well, you do that a lot, Jaron. Like, you maybe want to practice what you preach there. Or at the very least, I don't know, have your managers back. Or maybe not. Maybe Alex Cora doesn't have the back of a lot of the players, or maybe Jaron Duran doesn't. I couldn't tell you. But it does seem like there's a little bit of a disconnect there. It doesn't exactly seem like the ship is floating merrily down the river. You know what I mean? It's just there's something. I don't know if it has something to do with the Devers trade. I don't know if it's something just Duran-centric or maybe Cora-centric or what. But I do get the sense that there's a little bit of unease, a little bit of unrest there, just based off of the way that they both responded to and reacted to the exact same thing in a setting that both of them got ejected from the game for. Does that make sense? That's very wordy. I understand.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.